The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside. Normally John Gibbons is with me, but he's headed off on Liverpool's Far East tour a little bit early. So he's jetted away somewhere. We'll catch up with him in a few days' time. Nonetheless, we are continuing with the feature and absolutely delighted to welcome the lads back from the protagonists again. So we have a replacement in the lineup from just 5-6 months ago. We'll find out about that in a moment or two. We've got two Connors now. Morning, Connor. And we've got Ryan and Mike as well. Hello, lads. Nice to see you again. It feels like yesterday since you were just in.
I know. Oh yeah, it's been a quick turnaround, hasn't it?
But has it been a busy time for you?
Yeah, it's just been planning the single launch, which we'll just discuss further in a minute, really. But yeah.
Well, I tell you what, how much work goes into a single launch?
Well, we did our EP launch in October. We did all that ourselves, so that was booking the venue and the other bands and stuff like that. But our promoters, I Love Live Events, they very kindly took over the reins for this one. They've basically all we've had to do is turn up, play our set, and make sure we've sold our tickets, really. So it's...
What are you saying, Connor? You've been lazy?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You basically sat back and let someone else do it all for you.
Yeah. That's spoil rotten.
Is that what comes with the trappings of actually when people are, when they're interested in you, all of a sudden someone does the work?
That's it.
I'd like to hope so, yeah.
Has it been a good 6 months for the start of 2017?
Sound productive.
Just trying to keep busy, and as Mike was saying before, trying to come up with new songs. Obviously, we've managed to get a B-side, obviously not recorded yet, but we're happy with how it's sounding now. Obviously, all we'll have to do now is record it,
right?
And obviously, release it hopefully one day with Matthew Street.
You've been locked in a studio, have you then?
Just the practice rooms, basically. Right. Just trying to get this new song.
Yeah, Matthew Street records.
So like trying to feel like a different style of songs. We usually do like quite upbeat songs, but sometimes trying to mix it up to like a bit more like slow metallic song, So it sounds really good at the minute.
Yeah, you're quite pleased with the progress. Yeah. Right, things have changed. We've got a different Connor in it. We've got two Connors in now. So last time when you were in 5 months ago, you had a different member of the band, which was Reese. So go on, explain the ever changing protagonists. You don't have to explain it in detail, but obviously, where did you find your other Connor from?
Well, me and Connor Mark II went to school together, and knew that he'd been around Liverpool scene for a long time. Yeah. So, you know, we wish Reese all the best luck in the world. He wanted to go on to do his own thing, and then when I knew that we needed a new position, there was only one person wanted to take it, really. And he's sitting right here.
Connor, there was only one person who wanted to take it.
About right.
The very laid back Connor there at the very. I swear it happens a lot though, doesn't it? What I've learned from doing this feature is bands are so sort of fragile in many ways. There's sort of ever changing lineups and sort of involvement of members, isn't it?
It's very because you've got to constantly get on with each other. I mean, every band has little tiffs here and there, and they can have disagreements. I think that's all it was with Reese. He just wants to do his own thing, and that's totally fair enough.
No, it's fine. It happens, doesn't it? Have you boys done that in Glastonbury? Did you watch all that? Did you get sucked into it or not? Avoid it like the plague.
Yeah.
Why is that? Come into the microphone. What's wrong with you?
Avoid it like the plague. Well, if they start putting decent people on, I'll...
Oh, right. No, not up your street.
Music takes stops.
Anyone else?
What's the time at the Foo Fighters? They were pretty good. Yeah.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
I love the new song, Run. It's a great song.
We were actually talking last week with the act that was in about how you could sort of learn how to just manage stage presence from the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, definitely.
Really interesting element. And I can't remember who it was, the act we had last week. He said they spent an hour just watching that and sort of trying to talk between themselves about how they should present themselves.
Yeah.
Which is you don't think bands would do that?
No, it's all things like that you've got to take into consideration now, really, like things like the image, how you look, how you respond to things and stuff like that. It's all very important these days. It's not gone are the days when it was just the songs. It's you've got to treat it like, I hate myself for saying this, but you've got to treat it like a business, really. You've got to make sure you look the part, sound the part, and hopefully things will come your way.
I'm spending a lot of time in the mirror.
You do. Yeah. Definitely with that hair you do.
Hair so great.
Hence right. I'm looking phenomenal today.
So we're going to do two tracks, aren't we? Do you want to do the live track first, or do you want to play Matthew Street?
Come play the new single first, please, if that's okay.
You want to play Matthew Street?
Yes, please. This will be the first time it's ever been broadcasted as well. So
right, this is absolutely brilliant. This is The Protagonists and Matthew Street. Have a listen and enjoy.
Oh!
Protagonist and Matthew Street. Single launches tomorrow. Sounds absolutely brilliant, that guys. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Fabulous. Is it different hearing it within a radio studio? You've obviously spent ages working on it.
It feels really good to hear it in a radio studio. Yeah, it's mostly been on the unlisted SoundCloud link, hasn't it? That we've been, listening to.
Very privately.
Yeah.
Really good to hear it.
You know.
that's Connor who's actually hearing it for not the first time, but virtually the first time.
Maybe
as he gets
second.
Ready to play it. Yeah. So you're doing the single launch tomorrow. What sort of feedback have you had already about it?
Well, as we haven't really shown anyone it yet. We've been trying to keep it completely under wraps as much as possible. Mm. It got played on BBC Merseyside a few months ago. We sent it in and we
don't go over plugging them.
No, you know who you are.
City
talk till we die. But yeah, they played it. Dave Monks played it for us a few months ago, and it got decent feedback then. But we haven't.
Dave who?
Exactly.
Are you digging a bigger hole?
But we haven't posted it anywhere because we're trying to keep it completely under wraps until we release it. And we're working on the music video and stuff like that the next couple of weeks, so it's hopefully it should be.
Where's the launch tomorrow?
The O2 Academy.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, you're gonna play another song for us, aren't you?
Yes.
What is it?
It's basically called You and Me, but I thought that was a bit boring, so I've labelled it in French, Vous et Moi. It's going to be the B-side for Matthew Street. It's currently unrecorded, but it will eventually be the B-side for the single that we're releasing tomorrow.
Connor, give it a go.
Thank you very much. Excuse me, voice, by the way. Lying on your tear-stained pillow, I reach my limit next to your cold cup of tea with the tea bag in it. I hold and dream of you, I've 2 years before, as your eyes leave mine and head to my door. We're tight though we know our grip is fading. I swear I'll always be there, won't need persuading. 4 a.m. I'm sat on your bench there waiting, after a skinful and some serious self-debating. Cause you can travel far and wide and see as many sights as you like, though it won't top you and me. When I wait up all night just to see that blue light on my phone, and I pray that you were home and that you're alone. I see you turning heads, including this, with that fake smile lately. Though I see right through you, it doesn't faze me. When it gets dark and you're thinking like me, crying alone for 2013. Cause you can travel far and wide and see as many sights as you like, though it won't top you and me. When I wait up all night just to see that blue light on my phone, and I pray that you were home and that you're alone. Cause you can travel far and wide and see as many sights as you like, though it won't top you and me. When I wait up all night just to see that blue light on my phone, and I pray that you were home and that you're alone. Alone, alone.
Thank you. Excellent, excellent. Nice one, Connor. So that's going to be the B-side, yeah?
Yeah, it'll sound better than that recorded.
With these boys involved as well?
Oh, yeah, they might help, but...
Who manages the bulk of the songwriting?
Me.
No, but what we do really, I'll write like the main lyrics and melodies and chords and take them in, then we'll work on the rest together. Then the likes the lead guitar and the bass gets added on.
So to put our own mould on it if we can.
Yeah, yeah. So I just come in with the main idea, and then we all put our minds together, then don't we, and see what we can do with it.
Right. I presume you've got a big 6 months coming. The past 6 months I mentioned before, you've not done that much sort of live stuff. You supported the Stripes, which was obviously big, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, that was huge. It was a sellout at the Arts Club. It was special.
Yeah, special night.
It was absolutely fantastic. But and what we're doing next, we've just booked in with our good mate Gibbo playing Liverpool Love Festival on the 6th of August. We're heading off to Wigan a bit after then, but. That'll all be confirmed once it's all ironed out properly. But yeah, we're just going to push the single as much as we can, really, and then see where it takes us.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.